Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative divine mission. Hope you're all doing good. I want to focus on contemporary events. You know, there are jobs that involves the worker or employee to use their mind, and then there are many fields that would be physical work, like lifting, moving, and transporting items, and so on. But then there are performers. They are not required to use their brains or exercise discretion, thoughts, etc. Instead, they follow the script provided by those hiring them. They simply adhere to customized template, so to speak, and paid $1 million or so, if not some incredible amount. Isn't that amazing? You might be wondering what exactly they do to deserve such sum. Well, their job is, believe it or not, insult people. That's right, insult people and engage in mockery, parody of the hirer's choice. You ask them, what do you do for a living? They might say they are famous people involved in something very interesting and how much they love doing what they do without sharing details. Why would they? What exactly they do is disparage specific entity or person their employer wants them to do, and these people are rewarded for that performance. The rewards comes as awards to them. These people are made celebrities for appeasing the group, appointing them with particular tasks, and that is constant vilifications and denigration of whoever selected for their ridicule. The culture is promoted vigorously, not just in the name of entertainment, but also persists in political arena. Having originated in politics and buttressed on political platform, it has extended into other fields to cover the base. Those are communication media, press, shows, and what have you in public domain. In their caricature and political retribution, they call names such as Frankenstein, monster, terrorist, someone using technology to devour anything upon contact. They have other characterizations as well in this regard, not barring backward, brute, and characterless. The most preferred title for them is maid. The reference maid is yet another contradiction given their life revolving around hard-working people attending to their basic to extravagant needs in return for condescendence from them, not to mention their own parasitic existence. They don't stop here. They cry foul upon them being challenged about those colorful disposition simply for bringing facts on issues and events that they withhold from public knowledge while maintaining the stance on abusive and insulting conduct they regard as their prerogative. The other things worth noting is, have you all wondered why politics is the way it is? I have asked this question whether politics or the political players should be blamed for status quo. Is it politics at fault or the ones in politics responsible for this field associated with negative connotation? Mind you, politics is not necessarily run by those whom you see as so-and-so with typical designations like congressman, congresswoman, senator, president, prime minister, minister of parliament, that is MPs, and minister, besides various cabinet and administrative positions. Although these members are operatives pledging allegiance to certain cause and agenda, the political gamut is insular and quite secretive. What a surprise. Somehow the entities calling the shots on important issues varying from elections to economic opportunity and citizens' freedom remain in the dark. They shun light and choose to be incognito. Needless to say, they are paranoid of any exposure about them and their enigma. When they do not have any problems about their actions, like massive surveillance on law-abiding ordinary citizens and those who are transparent with nothing to hide from society. These individuals consider themselves the ultimate authority, exempting them from any law and order, and that goes for scrutiny as well. While they expect others to comply with serious consequences for failure to do so. Something to bear in mind, according to them. Since they want to protect the false image, they deploy surrogates and agents on payroll to attack anyone seeking openness and candid response for conflicting situations. The favorite terminology among them is terror. Who else would know better than them, considering customary practice using terror and terrorism, their alter ego? And that is the irony. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative Divine Mission. I will be back with more topics and issues from around the world concerning humanity. Until then, take care. Cheers. Thank you. We'll be right back.